closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
Looking at the Washington Post reporting, in his speech, Trump pledged that his administration would support the UN in its goals of pursuing peace, but he was sharply critical of the organization and its member nations for not living up to the promise of its founding in 1945. "We do not expect diverse countries to share the same cultures, values, or systems of government," he said, "but we do expect all nations to uphold their core sovereignty and respect the interests of their own people and rights of every other sovereign nation. This is the beautiful vision of this institution and the foundation for cooperation and success." That's impossible to argue with. "We do not expect diverse countries to share the same cultures, values, or systems of government," he said, "but we do expect all nations to uphold their core sovereignty and respect the interests of their own people and rights of every other sovereign nation. This is the beautiful vision of this institution and the foundation for cooperation and success." The president, basically, here's what he's saying, is that there is a responsibility for each country to maintain its own strength, maintain its own prosperity. And if you don't fulfill that obligation, the system collapses. If you rely on one or an oligarchy of countries to do that. The president also focused on the growing threats of radical Islamic terrorism, a phrase he had left out of other recent speeches, including a primetime address to the nation on his Afghanistan strategy. He declared that his administration would not allow loser terrorists, and again, that whatever, but the loser thing, to tear up our nation or tear up the entire world. But Trump also warned that areas of the world are in conflict and some, in fact, are going to hell. He spent a portion of the speech decrying the disastrous rule of Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro, whose authoritarian regime has sent the country into political and economic crisis. "It is completely unacceptable, and we cannot stand by and watch," Trump said, calling on the UN to help the Venezuelan people regain their freedom and recover their country and restore their democracy. Near the end of his remarks, Trump asked rhetorically, "Are we still patriots? Do we love our nations enough to protect their sovereignty and take ownership of their futures?" This, I am sure, is going to be interpreted as the opinions start rolling out on this as every country for themselves. And he had a great quote there, and I'm trying to find it, from Truman, where he essentially said that you have that responsibility. There's a couple of other good quotes here between, here we are. "We meet at a time of immense promise and great peril. It is up to us whether we will lift the world to new heights or let it fall into a valley of disrepair." He is also going to come in for immense criticism, for his criticism, of the UN as a functional body. And I think it is generally valid. It in terms of the bureaucracy, in terms of its overall effectiveness and its core mission. So in terms of criticism, yes, I didn't think he needed to open the speech bragging about himself. I think Rocket Man is a silly name, but setting those things aside, this was a very effective, very powerful, very forcefully written and delivered speech. But here's where I think it succeeded most. it was clear in message. Now, I know, just like some listeners only hear half of what I say, many people are only going to hear half of what President Trump said. The part about sovereign nations have to take care of themselves. That's what I think the media take away. If you listen to his whole message, though, what President Trump said is you have a responsibility as a member, as a UN member nation, to guarantee your own success, to be a productive part of the body. That's what he said. And I actually, this is, I think, one of his best speeches. I really do. A listener, let me just see. Hang on, Earl. Now you can do it. Hi, Jerry. That was the best speech ever to the UN, second being Beebe's. I don't know. Beebe's was pretty good. Beebe's was pretty good. She says her husband and she actually clapped and hugged at the end because we were having a finally moment. Let's see. Yeah, and she says, well, I shouldn't pick out those parts because it's just who he is. No, that's, you don't get to do that. I know that's who he is, and as long as there's that element of him, I'm going to criticize it. But I think it paled in comparison to the rest of the speech today. The parts that were most interesting to me is when he beautifully talked about what a failed system socialism/communism is. That was just the wrong room for that. I got a smattering of applause. And the line that I thought was great is, not because it's been misapplied, because it's been applied perfectly. And that's the problem. I know there are going to be efforts to take one side of what he said and make it sound isolationist, entirely nationalist. And obviously there was a nationalist theme there. That his top priority will be the United States, and your top priority as leaders of your nations should be your nation. And when we do that, then the United Nations functions. And he made clear that was Truman's vision. I would give it a B plus. I give it a B plus. He loses a couple of points. Yes, for in fact, Trump being Trump at moments during the speech. But I thought it was a very strong speech. I think it's one of his best moments in a long, long time during this first 9 months or so of his presidency. Or 8 months or whatever it is. January 20th is when it starts. I thought this was a very strong moment, but I understand that he's going to fail and make a fool of himself was built in to the narrative of many on this. I get that. That did not happen today. 8 months. I already corrected myself to that. You're just telling me that I corrected my own mistake correctly? Thank you. And that's the type of ground support that makes this show roll on the way that it does. It's 10:15. We've got a lot of other stuff to get to closer to home.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.